my cat, cranky old Ubesti, came down with me sometimes, though she much preferred the warm sunlit stones under the skylights in our house. One morning, when I was barely 13, I decided I needed a live model for her newest portrait on my walls. She was in her usual spot, mangy fur dull and matted even in the light. I went to pick her up, expecting a yowl of protest, but was met instead with a limp, lifeless body. My mother immediately knew something was wrong and came into the room to find me crying. She consoled me with a hug that soothed my hiccuping sobs and a kiss that made my head stop hurting from the tears. "Don't worry, little heart," she said. "How would you like Ubesti to be yours forever?" I nodded, desperate. I'd seen my mother heal sick locals, witnessed her save a baby others had given up for dead. She was magic. Surely bringing my elderly cat back from death would be no problem. After all, she'd resurrected my father. Death was not a barrier for Isis. She took Ubesti's body from my arms and told me to meet her downstairs in my room. I nearly tripped in my haste to get there, pacing with nervous excitement. Even after all the potions and amulets I'd helped her with, she'd never done actual spells for me, and at that moment I loved her even more than I knew possible. My father came in, smiling his soft, distant smile, and my mother followed him, beaming and carrying a large jar in her hands. It was carved with glyphs, the lid shaped like a cat's head, all made in precious alabaster. "What's that?" I asked, eager to see what resurrection required. "This is the vessel that will carry Ubesti to the other side, where she will wait for you." Osiris nodded solemnly as my mother handed him the jar, and he placed it on the large block of stone that I used as a table in the middle of the room. "Wait. Other side? What other side?" "The afterlife," my father said, looking at me with pride in his eyes. "I am pleased you chose her as a companion for your journey through death." I staggered back, staring in horror at the jar I now realized contained my cat. She's not coming back to life?" "No, little heart. Not to this life." The world shifted. My childhood rewrote itself, everything changing as I realized what this room was, what the person-sized rectangular stone box was. "This is a tomb. This is my tomb." I could barely see my parents through my tears, but their smiles hadn't changed.